मम शिरसि मण्डनं टू डेकोरेट माय हेड. इट इज लाइक ए अलंकार फॉर माय हेड. योर फीट इज अलंकार फॉर माय हेड. सो गिव योर फीट एज अलंकार स्पाइस एंड माय दैट स्मार्ट गर्ल विल बी सरप्राइज बाय डूइंग. सो यू शुड लाफ and give me that. You see, Krishna wrote this. And then again he told that I have returned from midway, now I am going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadeva Goswami came. She told that, oh, why did you have come so fast, early? You have come here, returned, and so fast you have come. He told that I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returned. No, you have come in midway. He showed the book that you have returned and written something in book. Show me. He showed that very clear and golden. Type it is written. Margarala Khandanam, Masirasi Mandanam. He was following that. They went to the and fell down on the feet of Padma. That you are so lucky that you have seen Krishna. I could touch Krishna. Both began to weep. Then, feeling so surprised with Krishna, they could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. Akashvani came.
Voice from the sky.
Came and told that, oh, Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham, Nilachal, and you will see there in Radha and Krishna. There. So come back. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. So, let me listen to your Gita Govinda there. Now, Jayadev was in Dubitha.
Two minds.
Whether I be in now this dham or be to Dracham dham. In the meantime, Gaurchandra came and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Gita Govind, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham. Went to Vilas of Dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala, Sita Kundala, Kalita Lalita Vanmar, Jai Jai Devi Maharaj, but any other woman remember this poem. And in Jagannath Vatika or any other place, she was singing and gathering some cow dung. So Jagannath Dev could not be seen. So in the night, he came out of the mandir and went where that woman was singing this song. He went in so hurry that his clothes in are standing there, and some scratches there in his Sri Anga, Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been burned and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to men priest, and men priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was from the Vijayadeva song, and I went to see her. In hurry, everything has been done. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady, 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 lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tone, Ari, this is lady, you should not touch her. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, I was mad. If I have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink. You accept? So this is Gita Govinda. And this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many others. And the Prabhupada has been promised.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakalata, she lives here, but this is very far.
No, no. Faith Deep and Vrindavanar. Each other very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madhavendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadev Goswami was writing in the 9th century. So how is it possible?
Madhavendra Puri has no Asparja Bhav. But Shri Govinda Kar, Jayadev has some things like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gives her head on the feet of Krishna gives his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, it is often for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written.
So then?
So he was not a devotee like Madhavendra Puri.
He could not change, even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change, but not serving Srimati Radhika like Manjaris and all this. Madhavendra Puri was one of the 8 sakhis are like Naika or Manjari. Jayadev Goswami, far away from that. He had described something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Ragatmik Jan like Gopis. There is some difference. He has some Aswarya Bhav, his Madhya. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Damodar, Haraman, are far old.
What is the destination of someone like Jayadev, final destination, if they have this Aishwarya Bhav and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas, Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhavendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul Vrindavan.
Of Gokul Vrindavan, not of Golok.
And the other one is Golok Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna are like king and queen, but still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami or Prabodhananda.
Not for us here.
Not for us. He has done something, but not like this. It cannot be told that he was perfect.
But not fully perfect. No.
God, Ramana. Have you something?
Yes.
Night in Parikrama. And the day was at a Ekadashi. We have cooked so many things. But so rain began the whole night. Tents were
flooded.
And no one could take any Ekadashi fruit and whole night waiting here.
New York.
Huh. So that then and often from meet me. She has told me to see you and I have come to you. I told that tell him that he should grant his phone again and serve Swamiji. He was telling that write in a 2 or 3 sentences, but there is no need of writing, but you should tell my words. Like, so beautiful.
Very beautiful.
That inside is a little deeper.
Now ISKCON does the parikram by foot. Next year we will again do. One question I have is that they have only given us till next year 7 days for the parikram. Is there any problem to do it in 7 days?
No.
It does not have to be 9 days. Nothing fixed.
No. You can do it in 7 days. Maybe at first you to do in 7 days.
No harm.
Begin from Nomi. Nomi Dasmi 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 Dasmi.
Does it have to be?
Only I used to think in Antarctic Mayapuri in your mind.
But they are making a different way. They're planning to do it a little earlier.
Oh. How much time?
maybe 10 days earlier.
So that you can do meetings and all.
Not meetings, but some festival and seminar talking and. Any harm?
No,
no harm.
But music for Ikrama, music on for Ikrama. The hospital of Hassel has a spirit. The city of Ikrama.
Ah. Therefore, I'm asking.
Last person at Santadik Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on food. But anyhow, no harm. You can do according to your. Sarvam Bhattacharya, Visharat,
Mahesar Visharat,
Mahesar Visharat, the father of
Bhattacharya,
was very learned person. You have come here any time?
One time I have come.
Now they have done some sanskar here. Now we can sit. This is the main place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit and read Sanskrit. House was that of the first place of Sadhguru Bhattacharya. She was friend of Jagannath Mishra. And both were disciples of Nilambar Chakravarti, you know, Mahesh Visharu's father, and Jagannath Mishra's father were friends. They always used to meet together.
Mahesh Pandit?
Mahesh Pandit, father of Sadhu Bhattacharya. The son of Mahesh Visharu, that is Sadhu Bhattacharya, his boy, very brilliant scholar. So he sent him to Mithila. At that time, Mithila, you know, the birthplace of Sita Devi, was very good place for Sanskrit, like Kashi. For Nabya Nyaya, you know Nabya Nyaya? Nyaya? Nabya Nyaya. There are two kinds of Nyaya. The old one and new one. New one was at Mithila. He sent his son Advaita Sadhu Bhattacharya to Mithila. In a very short time, he was very much became a scholar of Nabya Nyaya. When he was returning, he was bringing some books of Nabya Nyaya. The Pandit of Mithila became angry and he snatched everything. You cannot take it because you will make Navadvip a place of Nabya Nyaya. You cannot do. So they snatched all the books. He returned here and wrote all the books he has remembered in his mind. So he was a scholar. Every book was, again, he wrote. And he used to teach boys of Bangladesh. He was Brihaspati, so he knew that Krishna in the shape of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will take birth here anywhere and will go to Nilachal Dham. So leaving all these boys and teaching, went to Nilachal and became Raj Pandit of Utkal Naresh. What name? Pratap Rudra. No. Purushottam Jana. The father of Pratap Rudra. And after that, he became head Pandit of Pratap Rudra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, was very famous for in the Jagannath temple, when he was in Spain, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all the signs of Mahabhagavata. These are written in so many books, but he had not seen all these things in anybody's man's body. He became astonished and took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, I have read that how he teaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him. And he became bhakta, that tattenu kampam susu mukshmanam. He changed this word, bhakti padesa daya bhag. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that no use of doing so, because mukti pade means bhakti pade. Mukti pade means bhakti. In bhakti, first comes mukti. By bhakti, bhaktyabhas. So, mukti is in the feet of bhakti. So, don't change. Vyasadeva has written and Sukadeva Goswami has admitted this fact, so we submit. He took Mahaprasadam. At first he did not, don't use to take Mahaprasadam. Then he used to take Mahaprasadam in the morning when he has not washed his mouth. Became one of the greatest thoughts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Vidya. Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Navadvipam Parikrama. It is place of Paravidya. If you have a problem, then what will happen? If you have a problem, then what will happen? If you have a problem, it is the place of Vidya, Paravidya. Here Brahma, he says that Brahma came and from Krishna or Narayan, he heard all Vedas. Krishna has manifested all Vedas in Brahma's heart here. Here, Sadashiv, that is Shankar, became Shankar, and here he was permitted to do the kalpit arth of Vedanta Sutra. Kalpit arth, you know, another meaning, imagination,
interpretation
of Vedanta Sutra. Sarvam khalidam brahma, tattvamasi, prajnanam brahma, and all the other things. Here Ramanuj came and took siksha of Vishishta Dvaitvas, Nimbark, Vishnu Swami, all came here. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, everyone came here. And they were they learn everything here. Here the 64 kalas of Vedas were given to so many rishis. Brihaspati, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, also came. He learned everything from here. Bhan Vidya, Dhanur Vidya, and all Vidyas has begun from this place. So this is Vidya. Vidya is two kinds. One Paravidya, one is Aparavidya. Aparavidya, besides Bhakti, everything is Aparavidya. Bhakti is only Paravidya. So everything, every kind of Vidya, Para, Apara, everything has begun from here. So this is Vidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to learn Sanskrit here. Ganga sometimes came here, sometimes there, sometimes other places, and divided Navadvip in 9 islands. This is Bahula Band or any other band. Now we should go. Yes.
What about your breakfast?
Huh?
Do you have any breakfast? Yes.
Oh, have you brought here? Then we should go there. At his school, Jalje school, we can be there. Okay. Or we can go direct to as you. In his school, Jalje.
What is a good thing to pray for here?
That the vidya, paravidya, that is, this would be dasi of Srimati Radhika. This is paravidya.
Same paravidya everywhere.
Everywhere.
Same prayer everywhere.
We have one destination. So everywhere we can pray for that destination. That's good.
Should we also pray that the lila of that place
certainly. We love this place. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, it should be manifested in our heart. And we should realize this.
He learned to stand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching that Gopi Bhava is best of all his. So we should realize this. Anyone ask the question, Ji Goswami asked the question to Nityananda Prabhu. Why anyone living in Navadvip and doing in Navadvip bhajan, why he wants to go to Vrindavan? No? They asked the question. And you are telling that you should go to Vrindavan. Why? If Navadvip is Vrindavan, no difference. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Udar, Audarya Bhava.
Merciful.
Not merciful. Merciful, but there is a very
magnanimity. Magnanimous.
Generous.
No.
Mahabharanaya.
Mahabharanaya. Here. When anyone sees Krishna, hears the name of Krishna, and Krishna manifests himself in anyone's heart, he becomes senseless. If anyone, like Srimati Radhika is telling, that I have heard Krishna name. And since I am mad, Tunde Tandauli, Ratu Vitinite of Rupa Goswami is telling this. Madhura Madhura Me Tatamangalam Mangalar. But we don't realize this. If one Krishna name comes in our heart, in Suddharu, Suddhamane?
Sure.
Then any man cannot be incensed. If he can. But in heart he will see Krishna. So Krishna comes himself and touches that man, that devotee. Oh, by hearing my name, you have become senseless. So he touches that man, and by touching very soft and gentle, he becomes incensed. When he sees Krishna, so beautiful, with Pitambar, here, Pansi, and the eyes of the Karnar he sees, he again becomes senseless. Krishna says that, what should I do? Then he began to play on flute, are telling, oh, my bhakt, you have become senseless, so in sweet voice that it went in the ear of that devotee and went in the heart of that person. And again he did. He became insensitive. Then Kaiparaki. First is Saundarya. naam, saundarya, suswarya. Then he again changed then from sugandha.
Sugandha means fragrant.
He gets so much fragrance in his nose. Again he became incense. So when he sees anything of Krishna, he becomes sensitive. So Krishna does mercy that at a time he can hear the name, he can hear the sounds of Bansi, he can see Krishna and he can touch Krishna and he can smell Krishna. And this mercy is called Audacity.
At a time.
Krishna cannot do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audacity.
Very good meaning for Audacity.
Any madhurya, four kinds of madhurya, and one of the madhurya can do a man senseless.
But when all of those together, again he becomes senseless.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he can feel all these things at a time. This is Audacity. Madhurji Kadambini has told us. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is so merciful. Now this is... Oh, Jiva Goswami told us, Nityananda Prabhu, that why a person knows that, even he knows that Naudi and Vrindavan are both one thing. So doing here meditation or chanting and everything, why one wants to go in Vrindavan? He told that Vrindavan and Krishna, they vichar kare bane, they just that a aparadhi bhakti of person should not go to Vrindavan. They cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a rasasthan. Rasasthan, you know, place of rasa, peat of rasa. And how to approach to that peat is navadvipa. Krishna is a rasik, but how to be rasik? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that thing, and this dham gives. A man can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can worship only in dasya bhav. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we only worship him as a dasya rasik. A woman cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feet, because he will not, he will be angry. He is not. From very far away he can see and do.
Within the mind.
He can do. But openly she cannot come. A king cannot come, what to say, woman. He never sees what any woman. So, any person cannot worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vatsalya, Sakya and Madhura. He arrived Ramananda, yet he is Vishakha and Sarup Damodar. He is Lalita and Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. But in the shape of a purush,
male,
and As a servant, they can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not as a friend. They cannot sit on this place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eh? On the bed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot come. They will do pranam to that place and place. So, as a friend, he will not be worshipped. As a bachelorus, he cannot worship. He is my boy, and I am his father and mother. And in Madhuras, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot worship as a Madhuras. That the Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my parakiya friend. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, it has been told that it is wrong way. But in Krishna we can do all these things. When we will worship Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasara, and when it will be right, and will we be Siddha, the same person will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, there Radha and Krishna. And there we can do Madhura with Krishna. So, when we know that Vrindavan and Navadvip is the same, then by practicing bhakti in Navadvip, we will reach in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the shape of Radha and Krishna. And then Navadvip will be seen by us that this is Vrindavan. It gives the way, how we can reach in the Rasasthali that is in Vrindavan.
Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna.
Certainly.
So we can see that for the beginning person, the mood of Dasya is much more easy for them.
Certainly.
That question. If one comes to the stage that he sees that Vrindavan is here in Navadvip, then what is the need to go physically to Vrindavan?
Because here Govardhan is not apparent, Jamuna is not apparent, here Tamal tree is not here, here everything is not. Then he will go there. He will by these eyes, not by meditation. Here in meditation, but there in eyes he will see all these things, and it will be more easy to go in Vrindavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya ki, Vidya Nagar ki, Gaur Premananda. Have you given something?
This is a Gaudiya Math here.
No, Gaudiya Math is behind this.
Is any of these are original built? No.
I have 100 years. Not any. But this is original.
The trees.
Those are the same trees. They say that Mahaprabhu put some pins in the ground, and the pins became trees. Like that?
That is called column guard. When you're cutting anything, and then
I
And Rishideep. Now we are entering in Jahnu Deep and then Mudru. Four deep today.